Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! My man, Ephraim Salam. You hear him here every week. Bringing the noise, bringing crazy opinions, spouting some knowledge and some nonsense.
The truth.
And he will be here today. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to have you on. And what a day to be on.
Oh, yeah. It's a good day to be on.
Yeah, boy. We got great stuff in the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. And we're going to get to all of that and more. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you will not be disappointed. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, also, of course, a regular Fox Sports NFL analyst, and he will join us at the bottom of the hour. Let me introduce the iCouple crew, and then Ephraim, we can get going. We got super producer Rob G., in the house, we have got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. And on the updates, my man, Ralph Irvin. All right, Ephraim, let's start. We can start with Sean Payton. He resigned today from the New Orleans Saints. We'll get to that in the second hour. We can start with the Baseball Hall of Fame, Barry Bonds, nada. Roger Clemens, nada. A-Rod, no. David Ortiz, yes. Even though he was actually caught for
that's crazy,
PEDs, right? But we'll get to that at the end of this hour, and then we'll talk to Rob Parker, who is on the MLB Network doing a Hall of Fame show. We'll talk to him tonight, second hour, about this. But let's start, Ephraim, with the NBA. And there are reports out that, first of all, the first report was that the Philadelphia 76ers are unlikely to trade Ben Simmons before the trade deadline. Now, if you blow him away, so be it, and they'll do it. But otherwise, they probably don't trade Ben Simmons, because their master plan is to wait until the offseason when they think they can get James Harden. Now, Harden could be a free agent, and it will have to be a sign and trade, so the Nets would have to agree to it. But if Harden says, look, I want to go to the Nets, and I'll leave and go elsewhere for nothing, then the Nets could want to get something for him. And Ben Simmons, you know, no matter what you think of him, is a pretty good player, and you could get him and some other stuff for him. So there's that. And then there was a report came out on Bleacher Report that Harden is a bit disgruntled with the way things are going with the Brooklyn Nets. That he doesn't particularly love living in Brooklyn, and more importantly, that he's bothered by Kyrie Irving not playing half the season. They're only playing in the road games because he's unvaccinated. So, Ephraim, a lot there to chew on. Let's start with this. What do you think about the Sixers not trading Ben Simmons and him probably, I don't think he's going to play the rest of the year, him not playing all season and then making their run at James Harden? And if you're Harden, what are your thoughts?
To answer the first part of that, like, I don't understand what the 76ers are doing.
Really?
Yeah, like, I don't understand them not trading Ben Simmons, because all you can focus on is the here and now, right? So what you're trying to do is you're trying to put the best product on the court, trying to put the best product out there that can get you a championship, into the playoffs, deep run right now. They have a valuable asset just hanging out, and them not being able to are willing to move him this year to help their chances this year, especially in a wide open East, I just don't understand the mentality of that. And I know their asking price was extremely high and they wanted this and wanted that, but when it comes down to it, is what can you do for your team now? Having Ben Simmons still on the roster, not playing, does zero for your roster right now.
I couldn't disagree more. Couldn't disagree. Now, I'm with, look, if you give me a fair trade or a good trade, then yeah, I'll trade Ben Simmons. But I'm not trading him for pieces, Ephraim, that aren't going to make me like a stone cold Eastern Conference contender. Like I'm right there now with Brooklyn and Milwaukee. That's what I want. And if I'm not getting that, I'm not trading. Ben can sit the next 3-4 years for all I care. If I'm Philadelphia and they're still, you know, they're in the sixth seed, yes, but they're only 2.5 games out of first place.
Right.
So they're still in the hunt, but I don't think they've been offered anything. Some pieces from Sacramento, but not De'Aaron Fox. You know, some pieces from Atlanta, obviously not Trae Young. And so I don't think there's a deal that they've been offered that to me would make them budge. And when I look at this, Ephraim, I didn't think this a few months ago, but now I really think they actually have a legitimate chance of getting James Harden. Because I think James Harden is like, okay, KD's hurt again. Kyrie is only playing half the games. And who's to say next season is going to be any different? Who's to say the New York City mandate is going to be any different surrounding COVID and being vaccinated? So this might be the case next year too. And I look at Philadelphia and I see Joel Embiid. I see my old general manager who I had the best years of my career with, Daryl Morey. And here's the other thing, Ephraim. And I don't know that. I don't think this has entered Harden's mind, because look, he went to Brooklyn with Kyrie and Durant.
He chose that.
Right. He chose that. But a championship in Philadelphia with Joel Embiid would be more impressive in my view, and I think most people's view, than a championship in Brooklyn with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And so I see nothing but reasons for him to go to Philadelphia. And if you're Philly, you need Simmons to make the sign and trade. Because if I'm the Nets and I can lose Harden for nothing, or I can get Ben Simmons, who would fit well with Durant and Kyrie Irving, then I go ahead and I do that. So I totally think Philadelphia's playing this the right way, Ephraim.
Yeah, when you're talking about tomorrow and next year and what we're going to do and this and that, so much can happen between now and next year. We know that. We've seen that professionally and personally the last 3 years especially. So when you
But what's the trade? What if they can't, like, you know, they're being offered role players essentially.
Of course.
Is that going to make you a championship team?
Adding pieces to a team right now that's already two games out of first place in a wide open East.
Ben Simmons, but you might have to give up some more too. Yeah, but adding role players, I don't know that adding role players is going to do it. Adding a second star will do it, but role players? And if you're doing that just for this year, but if I can get James Harden in free agency, I can contend for the next 3 years.
Well, yeah, that's what Brooklyn thought as well, right? James Harden had an opportunity to go to 76ers. He chose Brooklyn.
Right.
All right.
But so it was close.
He'll be older. Of course, it was close. He was weighing it out. Everybody wants to play with their friends. Everybody wants to play with their boys. That's not always the best situation. Ask the Lakers. We'll get to them later. Exactly. Right? So when you're looking at this situation, you got to really, like, Ben Simmons is making a lot of money doing nothing. And I'm trying, as a GM, as a coach, as a team, I'm trying to win now. I don't know what next year is going to be. I don't care what next year is going to be. As a player, I'm worried about right now. I'm not talking about next year and what we should do this. Get rid of them now to help us now, because there's no promise of tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, so what if I'm the Washington Wizards, the Atlanta Hawks, the Charlotte Hornets, and I know I can't win it this year. I'm supposed to win it now, of course. Yeah, we're going to go out there and give 110%.
I'm talking about teams that are in position to win. The 76ers are right there.
So what?
The Bulls just lost. Everybody hurt, right? We see what's going on there.
Yeah, but hold on.
Brooklyn, right? It's so much discord. KD's done. Kyrie's yes, no. James Harden disenfranchised, right? So all you have is Milwaukee holding strong. As the 76ers, I'm like, this is a perfect opportunity for us right now. Now, you can if you want to, but the fact of the matter is, if they made the right decisions and they could be the number one seed in the East going into the playoffs, have this thing rolling in the right direction opposed to holding on to – I mean, look, Ben Simmons is talented. He's not the most talented NBA player. Great right? defender. Great rebounder. Liability offensively. Okay? What he put on the court last year is going his value plummeted. It's going to have lasting effects. Right? The whole thing in the summer with the I'm cell phone and I'm practicing. I don't want to practice mental health. I don't want to see your mental health. All of that matters now. So this is part of the package. It's just not a player who hasn't had anything. It's just a player.
I'm with you in that it is a real question as to what his value is.
I'm telling you. So now you're holding out for the supreme. It's not going to be what they think it's going to be.
It might. Because if I'm Brooklyn and I'm going to lose James Harden for nothing, And if I, you can't say, oh, well, let him go. We'll take, use his money, you know, to get somebody else. No, they still going to be capped out. And so I can either lose him for nothing or bring in a great defender, great ball distributor, which is perfect to play with Kyrie and Kevin Durant. So I can lose Harden for nothing or I can get Ben Simmons. I'm going to throw something else at you, Ephraim. Dame Lillard. Now, I know Portland hadn't been willing to trade him yet, but if they're smart, once they get somebody in charge, they'll say, look, we're 6 games under .500. We ain't going nowhere with this team, right? Chauncey played coaches a different way. He wants a defensive-minded team. Let's go young and build with Chauncey. We had a great run with Damian, but it's over. And Anthony Simons, for those that have been watching, the young cat, is balling, Ephraim. 25.7 assists over the last 10 games while Dame's been out. And the Blazers have gone 7-3. So if I'm Portland, I'm saying, look, I'm going to build around Anthony Simons and trade Damian for Ben Simmons and something else and bring them here, and we're going to build young. The fan base will be excited about young players who play hard, who are exciting.
Then do it
and
now.
So maybe Philadelphia. Not yet. Not yet. But in the summer. And that's also what Philly's waiting for. Bradley Beal, they're the 10th seed Washington. Where are they going?
Nowhere. Let me ask you this.
So you wait. That's be patient, Ephraim. You thinking like a player and a coach. Now. We got to win now.
Yeah,
a GM has to look long term.
I understand that, right? They signed the contracts. They created the situation. When you look at someone like Joel Embiid, what do you think he's saying? You think he's talking about next year or you want what?
Look, if he knows he can get James Harden or Damian Lillard, I think he's saying, look, I'm a ball out. Because you know how it is, Ephraim. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. He want to win. You don't think he want to win right now?
I think he wants to win, but I think he's willing to just go out there and give it the old college try
Ain't nobody giving it the MVP award. Ain't nobody giving it the old college try. Man, I promise you that,
right,
man.
Look. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Class is in session, y'all. Ephraim Salaam is sitting in the desk. He's the pupil. I'm the teacher. And class is in session.
Pause
y'all don't
on
go
that.
Nowhere. Keep it locked. iCouple with Ephraim in for Rob. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris Broussard, my man Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker, and it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. So you will be able to call in the third hour of the show and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, even myself or Ephraim Salaam for some of his bad takes.
Come on, man.
So you will have 30 to 40 seconds to do that, so get your takes ready. And 6:40 Eastern, 9:40 Pacific, you'll be able to do your thing. We're also brought to you by AutoZone, which has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Ephraim, we were just talking about James Harden and could he wind up in Philadelphia. A report said that he's bothered by Kyrie Irving being a part-time player because he's not vaccinated.
Of course.
I know you don't like, you know, Kyrie not being vaccinated and all that. What are your thoughts on, first, the Nets allowing Kyrie to play and come back and how that can work for the team dynamic and all of that? They're 4-3 with Kyrie on the court. Or since he's been back, I should put it that way, since he's been back. So not like they're lighting the league on fire. But what are your thoughts on that?
First off, on the topic of the Nets allowing him to come back and play, I don't impose something and not stand by it, no matter what's going on. That's the first thing. It's like a parent, right? If you tell a child, hey, don't climb up on this chair and grab these cookies. You come in, they climb up on the chair, grab the cookies. You say, all right, you're on punishment, go to your room. Later on that night, you have some friends come over, and they're like, hey, you know, can we see him? And you let them come out, and they playing, they having a good time. You just undermine your parenting. So what the Brooklyn Nets did was they undermined their own authority. Like you, if you say something, you got to stick with it. That's just what it is. No matter what's going on, that's the point of taking a stand. Now, in terms of him wanting to get vaccinated or not, look, Kyrie can make his own decision. I've never been against him making a decision. I've been against him making a decision and coming to play. Like, you just go home. Opt out, right? I don't want to get vaccinated. I'm going to opt out. Just keep myself safe, everybody else safe. Boom. You do your thing. We're going to do our thing. don't do the in and out, right? Because as professional athletes, and speaking as one who was a professional athlete for 13 years, there's certain things that you must sacrifice for the betterment of the team. It happens all the time.
So are you, let me ask you, are you saying Kyrie should understand, look, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you're putting yourself and your teammates in danger, so stay away? Or are you saying you don't want to get vaccinated, so we can't have you in here flip-flopping half the time, so stay away?
Yes, I'm saying both of those.
Exactly. Well, because I was going, so are you saying that in football then? Because Aaron Rodgers wasn't vaccinated. Yeah, Lamar Jackson, should they not have played?
See, but the difference is, right, if football had rules, right, if they were like, hey, you can't play, right, take Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, you can't play the home games because you're not vaccinated. Imagine that. Imagine Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, 8 games he can't play. Where are they? We're not even talking about how they lost the game this weekend.
No, they're not even in the playoffs.
Right? So this is how big this is.
But
right
now,
but that wasn't a mandate. That was not
only 8 games.
Right, and it wasn't.
Games.
But it wasn't a mandate. Right. This wasn't. This was New York. New York, like, yo, you can't be up in here without being vaccinated. So with that said, you have to make a decision, right? If you're part of a team is paying you well. My whole thing is, we've all made sacrifices as professional athletes for the betterment of the team. Now, do you think Kyrie Irving was the only one who didn't want to get vaccinated on that team?
Probably not.
I can promise it wasn't.
And we've seen Andrew Wiggins got vaccinated. Bradley Beal got vaccinated.
You know why? Because when you're in this position, it's bigger than just that.
I hear that. But I don't know what his mentality is. But if this is that important to him,
then go up. That's what I'm saying. Then
I don't begrudge him. I mean, if they're going to let you play half the games, I love playing basketball.
He already
then
said,
but
he
I
already
can do it.
But what he said was, it's not about basketball. The most of my life is away from basketball. It wasn't a basketball thing.
No, but I'm saying I know, but I'm saying if they allow him to play, I agree. I think he should have got vaccinated and be playing the whole season.
Come on, bro. Like, what are we doing?
But I'm just like the parenting explanation, which is a good one for parenting. Because the goal of parenting is to teach moral lessons to your children so they grow up knowing how to live life and be moral people. But that's not the goal of an NBA team. The goal of an NBA team is to win. Like, I initially thought send Kyrie away, period. And then I saw, you know what? The way Harden's playing, they can't win the championship without Kyrie.
No, but
so then I said, you know what? Bring him back.
I'm going to ask you one
part
question.
Part-time. That's your best shot.
I'm going to ask you one question. Do you think the Nets, with Harden, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant, can win a championship with Kyrie not playing any home games in the playoffs?
I think they have a better chance of winning it with that than without Kyrie.
So let me ask you this. You know the Bulls championship teams? What if Scottie Pippen didn't play home games?
Oh, it's tough. No, I'm not saying it's ideal by any stretch. I'm
what
just saying
Steph
they
Curry...
got a better shot at it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you get into a playoff series,
it might happen. It's going to be tough.
If you have home court advantage in the playoffs and your second best player can't play, you no longer have home court advantage.
Yeah, but I get that. I'm not saying it's ideal or better than if he could play all games. But I'd rather have him, again, looking at the way they looked without him, I would rather have Kyrie part-time than have him not at all. Because as far as winning, I think that's their best shot. I ain't trying to make a moral statement. I'm not trying to, anything like that. I'm just doing what's best for us to win, and I think that gives them the best shot. We got more to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
This is going to be fun.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He got his music. He's graduated. Ephraim graduated a few months ago. Randy Mueller, this week, former NFL Executive of the Year, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. And Randy, I got to admit, I'm a little surprised by your choice of music. I like it.
Come on, baby. Give me some credit. Give me a little street cred.
I got to give you credit.
You get some street cred. You definitely get some street cred.
Absolutely. As you can tell, we got Ephraim Salam in for Rob Parker, Randy. Let's get right to it. You were an executive, as I said, executive of the year. If you're Green Bay, now we know what is Aaron Rodgers going to do. But does it make any sense on Green Bay's part to say, you know what? We're going to trade Aaron Rodgers and start anew because, we've tried this now for 11 years since we won the Super Bowl, and we haven't gotten it done. It's just not meant to be. Let's go in another direction. We still got a great defense. We can build that up. And we think we can win even without Aaron. Does that make any sense, or you just bring him back at all costs?
Well, I've been around it a while. Like you said, I have never been in a front office that said, let's just give up. I just don't see that happening. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I get it. But I'm going to say this. If I'm Brian Gutekunst, I've already gone to work the last week in trying to improve, trying to figure it out, trying to meet with players, taking ideas from them, getting some direction. I'm going to do everything I can. Hey, let's face it. They didn't do what they thought they could do, but we know why. Special teams were awful. There's some things they can do better offensively up front. I just think there's a lot of areas, and it's really hard to win a Super Bowl. It's not, you don't just get one because you got a Hall of Fame quarterback. So I think you've got to build around it and continue to build around it. And yeah, they have some cap struggles, but I would sure rather do it with an MVP Hall of Fame quarterback than starting over.
Randy, okay, I understand what you're saying, but we're now in the waters of can Aaron Rodgers do it, right? Remember how difficult it was or was supposed to be to go to Green Bay in December, late December, January, in the playoffs and win on that field. I've been there. I've been there in January and December. I hated it. So now Aaron Rodgers, much like Brett Favre and Barstar, all of these prolific Hall of Fame passers that have played in the frozen tundra have always had an advantage, right? What we saw this past weekend with Aaron Rodgers was disappointment. It was a disappointment last year. It was a disappointment the year before that and the year before that. So what I'm asking is, where's the solve here? If Aaron Rodgers is not is he the answer? That's basically what I want. Yeah, I know he's going to be the MVP this year again. Last year he was the MVP. But does that matter?
Well, again, I would rather have him than not. I do think it matters, and I happen to agree with you. I think he was not himself last week. He hasn't been himself in prior playoff appearances.
Right, right.
But I've also seen the other end of the life as well. Are you going to do better anywhere? And I just like the idea of building with that rather than without it. Now, if Aaron says, I'm done, I'm bailing, then you may have no choice. You may have to deal him and get the best in return that you can. I do think he's capable. I think he can still do it. Again, I was disappointed like everybody else. He made some throws that kind of made me shake my head a little bit the other night. I just think they can do better around him and do better by him. And that has zero to do with his angle that he's taken all year long. I just think as a general manager, being a competitive person like I am, I think I can do better. I'm not going to blame anybody else.
I'm going to follow up right quick, Chris. Like, what you just gave us is what Aaron gives us all the time. It's always what everybody else, like the GM can do better. They can put better pieces. They can do this. And we're seeing other dominant quarterbacks just go out there with whatever they have and make things happen. My problem with Aaron Rodgers is he's not doing that. It's always something else. It's all special teams, right? Or the defense. Or I only have one receiver. Like, it's never what he's doing, but it's always to the someone else's fault to the detriment of the team.
Well, I guess from a big picture standpoint, we see it a little different. I do think you can do better. I think the team can be built differently, and I think that will bring out the best in Aaron as well. I'm still and for not sold on their receivers. I don't love what they did. I know we got a lot of run out of Randall Cobb. I just think he's a guy at this point. I think there's some other receivers that they will let go. Obviously, you got to keep Davante Adams, but there's just other things. And I don't know how you get better, and I'm not into letting good players walk out the door. I would find every way I can to make it work and figure out from there where we go forward. I think they're going to be strapped cap-wise, so they're going to have some tough decisions to make, and it could force them to make some hard decisions. But I just think you've got to keep your best players almost at any cost.
Randy, let's go to another quarterback that came up short over the weekend, Ryan Tannehill. If I'm Tennessee, behind the scenes, I am looking for an upgrade. I think they're a Super Bowl team. Elsewhere, defensively, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry, Dante Foreman. Like, I think they're a Super Bowl team except for Tannehill. And I know he's had good moments, but obviously he was horrible in that game Saturday. First of all, do you agree that they should try to upgrade? And two, is there anything realistic out there that they can do?
Yeah, I think that's the question, right? I'm always in for an upgrade. I don't know if his contract and cap will allow them to upgrade, but I'm with you. They got to do better. I think they will be in the middle of as many deals as they can. I know John Robinson, the GM. I know he'll be aggressive when he can. But here's the other thing, and I'm not just taking up for Tannehill. I thought going in, and as that game unfolded, I thought their offensive plan was shaky at best. They did some things that I thought was questionable. I thought the play calling was not, you know, what it had been. I think there's some other areas, again, and I don't want to give the company line, but I just think they can do better. I thought the offensive scheme let them down, and I'm with you. I think Tannehill has to be better, but I thought the scheme let him down. I thought play calling let him down. I'm all for trying to get better. I think it's just easier said than done at the quarterback position.
We got to run, Ethan. This
segment is quick. But, Randy, we appreciate your time.
I can talk to you forever, Randy.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Hey, and we love the music. All right, some Hall of Fame snubs, maybe? We'll see. It's a confusing day at the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll get to that next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam's in for Rob Parker. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And real credit card questions require real people. You know, somebody that understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7, 365. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Let's go to baseball, Ephraim. And today was the day that new Hall of Famers were announced, and there was only one. David Ortiz, also known as Big Poppy, made it, and Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa were left off. And for Bonds and Clemens, it was their last time on the ballot. So they will not get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, would the Veterans Committee put them in? We'll see. But they, it looks like they're not going to be in the Hall of Fame. And here's the odd thing, Ephraim, and then I'll give it to you. David Ortiz did test positive, we think, for a banned substance. Yet he was, like, there was some discrepancy. Some reports were that it was him. Others were that they're not sure it was him, so they can't hold it against him. So he was pretty much absolved of the positive test. And yet Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and obviously A-Rod are not in, even, you know, even though they were similar situation to David Ortiz. Let me say quickly this. I think all of them should get in with an asterisk. And I say, and I'm serious, like we always throw out, oh, there's an asterisk. No, I mean a literal asterisk. I'm not talking about a mental asterisk. I'm not talking about but we really know what happened. No, a literal asterisk on their plaque. Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, all his accolades on his plaque, his face, how great he was, blah, blah, blah. Asterisk. This guy who played during the steroid, was known as the steroid era, and he was one of the main, you know, characters in it. And we believe there was solid evidence that he took performance-enhancing drugs. And that may have likely contributed to his 700 and however many home runs he ended, 62 or whatever it was that he ended up with. Same thing for A-Rod, same thing for Roger Clemens. Because, Ephraim, I don't believe you can tell the story of baseball without those players. Like, Barry Bonds is now granted, enhanced by performance enhancing drugs, but Barry Bonds was the greatest baseball player I've ever seen with the drugs, but still, right? And so I think you need, so tell the story, but tell it in its entirety. Babe Ruth played in a segregated era. Was Josh Gibson as good as Babe Ruth? Maybe better, maybe, but you know what? We can't judge by that now at this point. So we have both of them in the Hall of Fame, and we just tell the full story. So I think that's how they should do it, Ephraim. What are your thoughts?
First off, like Barry Bonds was one of the players that saved baseball.
And Sosa.
Right? Sosa, yep, Bonds, Mark McGwire. They saved baseball. Baseball was dead. Coming off that lockout, It was 17 people in the stands.
I feel
football,
you.
Football had taken over. It became wildly more popular. The NBA was catching on, and baseball was dying. If it were not for the home run races of the 90s, baseball would have just, of course, look, it's America's pastime. It would have been played, but it didn't have a stage. It didn't have a place to be displayed. Networks weren't clamoring to get these games. Am I right or wrong?
No, it's true. Look, baseball is not what it used to be,
right?
In the American imagination.
Everyone knows it. I'm not making this up. So with that in mind and the level that these players played at, in an era where steroids ran rampant through baseball and the penalty did not match the spoils, right? Because players were getting these huge deals.
Right.
You get guaranteed money. You get caught with steroids. You get suspended. But you keep your money and you come back and you just keep on going.
Right.
So now when it comes to Hall of Fame voting, the guys who saved baseball are now no longer, they're not going to be in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Fame player before the steroid allegations and all of that, right? And so the way I see it is there are other players in the Hall of Baseball Hall of Fame right now who use steroids.
Absolutely.
So,
and they may have voted one in today.
Period. Right? So now,
well, you said something. Let me expound on that. Because there are stories, they have been written about how steroid use and other performance enhancing drugs was rampant in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People weren't as up on it and they weren't checking for it like they did later on. But it was being used, but make no mistake about it. And, Ephraim, they used to have bowls of amphetamines, little tablets in like bowls that players would grab on their way out to the field. They called them greenies and just eat them. That's a banned substance now. Like, if you got caught using that, you would be, you know, put on display and suspended. And so that's why I think you put these dudes in and you put an asterisk. Do you like the asterisk idea?
No, just put them in, right? Because
that's the only thing about that is I do feel like
then you got to go back and
no punishment whatsoever.
But then you got to go back and retrospectively put asterisks by everybody else's name.
There weren't rules back then.
I get it. Baseball didn't ban steroids until 91, and they didn't start testing for steroids until 2003.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Right.
Well, we'll get Rob Parker next hour to talk about this. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.